U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is scaling back arrests and deportations of people who are in the country illegally. Agents will no longer look to deport undocumented immigrants accused of crimes like driving under the influence or assault, and instead will focus on those considered national security threats or who are wrapping up jail or prison terms for violent felonies. This is the latest in what's been a blizzard of executive orders and directives on immigration policy from President Biden during his first few weeks in office, and the changes are being closely watched by immigrants across the country. Among them, Carmen Gonzalez. She's 19, undocumented, originally from Mexico. She came to the U.S. with her family 6 years ago and is now a student at Santa Monica College. And she's cautiously optimistic about the impact that Biden could have on immigration policy and on her day-to-day life.
Recently, I was talking with my mother at the dinner table, and I was like, I don't want to jinx it just yet, but it feels like he's trying his best to accomplish the promises he gave the American people. And I do really appreciate that immigration, other than the pandemic, right, because that's also very urgent, immigration is one of his top priorities to at least fix the mess and the trauma that the last president gave us.
Biden's immigration overhaul includes a pathway to citizenship in 8 years for many undocumented people from Central America. Do you think that's fast enough? Are you pushing for something quicker?
That's not fast enough. That's already what it takes. It takes around 10 years if you're a sibling of a citizen holder. And then they're petitioning for you. And I think, I just think we can, we're at a point in society where we do need to push for more radical and faster solutions. And I would hope it would be brought down to at least 5 years. Central America, I have a lot of Central American friends, is rough right now for them money economically and like politically, and I wouldn't want to see anyone else be more hurt.
Under the Trump administration, did you find yourself worrying about your status, your life on a day-to-day basis? Were you afraid, you know, hey, I could be deported any day, or was it something you just kind of pushed to the back of your mind?
Girl, it was a rough 4 years. There was that 1 year where like he was just having raids randomly through the weekend. There was, you know, the rhetoric that he was using that was very hurtful and very confusing for a lot of people that, like, you know, a lot of young people that were hearing, you know, you're supposed to follow these adults and they're saying horrible things about your parents or your friends. Many times I found myself, you know, just asking myself, what's the point of studying? What's the point of continuing being here? And, you know, when you speak to that with your friends or family members that aren't immigrants, they don't get it. It was rough. It was rough.
Did you find that it changed the way you lived your day-to-day life? Did you think, okay, there are places maybe I shouldn't go because it's sort of too high profile or whatever? Were there things that you thought, okay, maybe shouldn't do that right now?
Yeah, I remember my senior year, I got the opportunity to speak at WonderCon, which is like a comic like convention, and it was in Anaheim, and I felt like going through Orange County felt a little... I was a little scared. I don't really leave LA. So being in an area, you know, there's a saying, you know, you don't go south. You go more north, but not south.
Really?
Not close to the border. That was the first time where I really did feel kind of like, okay, this is not my East LA bubble. I got to be, you know, very smart with what I say and who I say it to.
How was this for your family? Because you are undocumented, your father has been deported, but other members of your family are citizens. That must have been really scary for like your mom and people like that.
Yeah, my mom for a long time really tried to overprotect me. But I mean, you can only do so much with a teenager. And she tried to stop me from going to, like, protests or, just events where there would be police activity and I could maybe get in trouble. I just had to reassure her that, she had my location, my friends, like, you knew my situation. They wouldn't put me in danger. And I just know community would come out to support if anything were to happen.
It sounds like for you that the new administration, President Biden, is kind of a breath of fresh air, but at the same time that you're saying a little bit, you need to earn my trust. You need to show me some results. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I really need some results, and I've seen people being scared that we will allow President Biden to do the bare minimum because what he was left with was a mess, and a very hurt country. But at this point, like, I know what is right and what, and I know I deserve human dignity and humanity from politicians, so I'm not going to ask for the bare minimum from this administration.
Are you worried, though, about the fact that Democrats have such narrow majorities in Congress? Are you concerned that immigration could stall or that it could get sort of overlooked because of things like coronavirus relief and the impeachment trial of President Trump?
I do have those worries, but especially with the pandemic stuff, you have to include immigrants if you want to have a holistic vaccine plan, if you want to reopen this country or states, you have to have immigrants in that plan. If not, one, the virus could spread again. And two, like, I think the reputation of America has been broken. America always saw itself as number one. Well, now it needs to show that it is number one. And I doubt that people will allow for immigration to be kind of overshadowed by other issues.
That's Carmen Gonzalez, an undocumented college student, talking about the kind of changes she hopes to see from the Biden administration when it comes to immigration policy. You're listening to KCRW.